Welcome, and thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
Wow, what a great day already. Amen. How many of you know that Jesus is good? Is Jesus good to you? He sure is good to me. I do want to say this without bringing attention, but I will be bringing attention. You know, the couple that we had a medical issue with the couple, he's doing well, right? And his wife, Vicky, is back with us today, so it's good to have you back. Thank you for coming back, and we know that was a little difficult to go through, but God, I honestly believe God, you had you in the best place at that very moment. We had quick responses by our medical team here, and they're just doing a wonderful job. Are you ready for the word? Yeah. Well, welcome your youth and kids pastor, Austin Nally. There he is. Uh-oh.
I know everybody's curiosity here. What is this? This is the tree of knowledge, good and evil. That's how I feel like it looked to Adam and Eve, right? He was like, yeah, you can eat everything, but from that tree. And they were kind of looking at it. No, this is the list of HR complaints against Terry Wilson. I'm kidding. No. If you will, if you'll go ahead and turn with me to Matthew chapter 17, that's where we'll be out of today. As you turn there, I do want to talk about this big, massive ball. What is it? Why do I have it? Why did I bring it up here? This is actually a ball formed completely of our check-in stickers. We have been doing this for a long time. It started right before COVID and then disappeared for a while, and then it was found, and we've been doing this for the last couple years. So this is, if you're not familiar with our check-in system, we have a sticker system where one has the child's name, they wear that, and it has a code that matches a code that sticker that is given to the parent. We do that to keep your children safe, but this has kind of become a fun way to make sure, one, that the kids and the parents get their stickers, and two, for the kids, something for them to be excited about. As it's reached certain sizes, we've had different parties and this kind of thing. So it's really big. We've had trouble actually starting a new one. I've started a new one. Mike Duncan started a new one, and it keeps disappearing. So I think we're just going to keep adding to this one. I think they're strategically wanting to make this as big as possible. But I promise there's a reason why I have this up here. But what I wanted to show you, too, is this little thing in my hands. You can probably barely see it. Some of you may not even know there's anything in my hands. That's one little sticker. That's how this ball started, was one sticker. We didn't put anything in the middle of this. We started it with this right here. Okay, and it just shows you how big that has become. But I want to read out of Matthew chapter 17, starting in verse 14. When they reached a crowd, a man approached and knelt down before him. Lord, he said, have mercy on my son because he has seizures and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire and often into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him. Jesus replied, you unbelieving and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him here to me. Then Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and from that moment, the boy was healed. Then the disciples approached Jesus privately and said, why could we not drive it out? Because of your little faith, he told them. For truly I tell you, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So Jesus here has a situation. Someone comes and they're saying, Lord, please heal my son, heal my son. I came to your disciples and they couldn't heal them. And what's interesting to me is Jesus later on goes to disciples and he's like, you know, they would probably expected him to say, oh, well, you just don't have the power that I have. You don't have the ability that I have to heal this person. But no, I think they were probably shocked at his answer. Oh, you could have healed him, but your faith was too little. And then he proceeds to say, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. A mustard seed has the diameter of 1 to 2 millimeters. Okay, this is giant compared to a mustard seed. It is very similar to the size of a sesame seed, but in most cases, they're still smaller than that. And Jesus is saying, if you have a faith that small that could fit on the tip of your pinky, you can move this mountain. But your faith was too little to heal this boy. See, mustard seeds, they start out on the like that little tiny size on the tip of your pinky, and they can grow into trees that are 20, sometimes 30 feet high. And of course, they would have been familiar with this, what the mustard seed was, what tree grew from it. That's why Jesus would have used that example to go from this small to 30 feet tall. And the branches would extend out. And they said the circumference of the branches of a mustard tree can grow 20 feet. Right? So we're not talking about it's growing into a little fern or anything like that. We're talking about something that could not even fit in this sanctuary. That's how much it grows. But all it starts is that little seed. He said that's all the faith that we need. But just like this sticker ball here, this little single sticker has grown into that. See, anything on earth that we can observe starts out small before it grows large. Cruise boats, if you've ever seen a cruise boat in person, pictures don't do it justice. If you've ever seen a cruise boat in person, it makes you feel as small as a mustard seed. Okay? But a cruise boat doesn't just appear, right? Every bolt, every screw, every panel of metal, every little piece has to come together to create this large, massive ship that can house thousands and thousands of people and crew. I did some research here. The elephant is the largest land animal on earth. It is 3 feet at birth, but it can grow to 13 feet high. They weigh about 200 to 250 pounds when they're born, which you might say, well, that's massive. Well, not when they can grow up to 12,000 pounds. Redwood trees, speaking of more trees, they're cones. They grow from cones, almost like pine cones. Those pine cones are about an inch long. And the largest redwood tree is 380 feet tall. The egg that we humans grow from is microscopic. You can't see it with the naked eye. And we grow and grow and grow. Everything on this earth that we observe, every living, every breathing thing, every living, breathing plant grows from something small. I will say, I looked up a blue whale. A blue whale comes out at 23 feet long, so I couldn't use a blue whale. That's the only thing that comes out really huge, okay? 23 feet at birth is incredible, but I just wanted to say that. I have to be honest, okay? That was the one thing I found that starts out pretty massive. But see, Jesus did not misspeak when he was telling them they could move literal mountains, right? Jesus is not using hyperbole here. He's not using an exaggeration. Jesus means you could literally move this mountain if you had the faith of a mustard seed. Right? We have the ability. The Spirit of God lives within us. We have the potential to do wonderful, wonderful things. But many of us don't have to move, dare I say any of us, don't have to move a literal mountain. That's not what is at the primary of our concern. That's not the things we have to think about. I'm not worried about moving a literal mountain. But plenty of us have mountains in our life. Plenty of us have something that we need moved, that we need shrunk, we need completely disposed of. We need those things out of our lives. Plenty of us have that. See, but everyone's mountain is different. And I think that just shows the beauty of God's love, and it shows the everlasting abundance of his love, that he covers all sorts of mountains. Jesus doesn't come and say, okay, I came to forgive your sin, I'm gone, see ya. Right? He sent a helper, the Spirit, to help us continue. He knew the battles that we would face every day. Some of them physical, some of them spiritual, some of them mental, some of them emotional. He knew that we were going to face these mountains as we go. He knew the mountains that were going to have to be moved. That mountain looks different in everyone's life. It could be cancer. It could be the death of a loved one. It could be addiction. It could be the loss of a job. Any sort of monetary issue. It could be mental health. It could be depression. It could be anxiety. It could be that you are a victim of some form of abuse. You are the victim of some sort of assault. And I could go on and on and on. But we all have mountains in our life that we need moved. And I believe there's no such thing as coincidence. This morning we heard two testimonies, and I'm sure we could have spent hours with testimonies in this church of that faith that could have been the size of a mustard seed. Maybe that mountain was diabetes, and now it's in remission. Maybe that mountain was a son who wasn't breathing, and here he is, healthy. The mountain, the thing about sin, the thing about the mountains in our life, is they aren't picky. Right? They're not picky, and they really don't care who they destroy in their wake. All of these things that come as a result of a sinful world doesn't care who they destroy. It's personal to us. It affects us. It sometimes takes over our entire thought process, but to it, we're just another victim. See, Jesus says that the faith of one person can move a mountain, but what about the faith of many? If the faith of one person the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain, what happens when you have many people in your corner to help you move that mountain? What happens when you have a family, friends, a church congregation that's there praying and battling with you to move that mountain? See, James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Pray for one another is a prayer of a righteous person has great power. Mountains can be moved. Mountains can be moved with a single mustard seed of faith. But it's a little bit easier when your faith might be the size, a little bit bigger than a mustard seed. When you have more people in your corner praying for you, walking with you, worshiping with you, fellowship with you, crying with you, those people can make this a little bit easier. Does it make it easy? I should say it makes it a little less hard. Right? None of those mountains are easy to climb. None of those mountains are easy to overcome. I'm reminded, and some of you may know this, some of you may not know what movie I'm going to talk about. There was a movie that came out when I was young called A Bug's Life. And when I was doing this sermon, it just kept coming to my mind. There's a scene, and just to give you a quick background of the movie, it's about these grasshoppers are these menacing laborers. They're slave drivers, and they force the ants to collect food for them. You have to collect seeds and grain, and they rule with an iron fist. But they had an ant named Flick that stood up to them. And so they're all hanging out in their little hangout spot. And the main grasshopper, the main villain, he's like, "We had an ant stand up to us today. We cannot let that happen. We can't let it happen." And of course, some of the other grasshoppers are like, "Come on, man, it's just a tiny little ant. He can't do nothing. He's just a tiny little ant." So he gets this seed. He takes this seed and he throws it at the grasshopper. And it bounces off. And he's like, "That's one little ant." And they're all laughing. "That's funny, you know. It didn't do nothing. It didn't hurt. It didn't bother me. It didn't affect me. That's why you've got to let it go. You've got to let it go. It's just one tiny ant." Then he breaks the jar and they get swarmed and they're just under these massive piles of seeds and they're terrified and they're scared. And he goes, "That is what happens when all the ants," he said, "if you let one ant stand up, then they all might stand up. They outnumber us 100 to 1. It's not about the food, it's about keeping them in line." But isn't this how the enemy works with us? It's just one person. Their battle, their mountain, their depression, their anxiety, their suicidal thoughts, the illness or the sickness that they're battling, their loneliness, it's isolated them, and they're nothing for me. That's what he thinks, right? He thinks, "Oh, I can attack them now. They're isolated now. I can attack them." And we know all it takes is the faith of a mustard seed. So yes, we can battle that ourselves with the power of God, right? Not on our own. We have to have the Spirit of the Lord within us. We can battle that for ourselves. But what happens when we surround that person and we pray for them and we cry with them and we give when they need and we love them and we take care of them? We can overpower the army. We can overpower the enemy trying to take them. It is easier in numbers. It is easier in numbers to join together to battle. Now, right, this is a twofold process. I can sit here and tell the church, you as a church, you need to be there for each other. And many of you would without batting an eye. I'll give what I need to give. I'll pray for hours at a time if I need to. I will love them. I will talk to them when they need to. I will cry with them. You're willing to do that. But the other side of the coin is you have to be willing to go and ask. You have to be willing to be vulnerable and go to someone or go to a group of people and say, "I need help. This mountain will not move, and every time I look at it, it gets larger and larger." We have to understand that in our moments of struggle, in the moments that we feel at our lowest, because when you're in the valley, that's the mountain's even taller. Right? When you see a mountain from far off, you're like, "Oh, it don't look that big. It's not that big." But the closer you get, right, the closer you get to the bottom and you go down in the valley, it gets larger and larger. And then you can't see anything else. It takes everything. It takes all your attention and it takes it and you're looking at it. And if you're not careful, you'll be overcome by it. So I'm here to encourage you guys today, just the faith of a mustard seed. But you've got a bunch of mustard seeds sitting in this congregation that are here to help you, that are here to pray with you. You have mustard seeds in your family. You do not have to do this alone. But also as a charge to the church, you have to be there to help them. You have to make sure they understand that they're not alone. See, I brought this sticker ball up here because I want you to understand this is one child. One child that comes here And this is hundreds and hundreds. We may even be in the thousands at this point. I'm not sure. But I tell you that because you're bringing your children to a place that hopefully you understand is safe. They're going to learn more about who Christ is. They're going to fellowship and worship and have a great time with other kids in a safe environment, an environment who encourages them to know who Jesus is, to know what he wants in their life. You can be encouraged. This is what it looks like, church. And even if you don't have a child that's went through this ministry, the time you've invested, the money you've given in fundraisers, the prayers that you have shrouded these kids in, this is what it looks like. And it should be even, there's even more, because like I said, a couple of the new things we've made have got thrown away. I'm telling you, you can see it with your own eyes. This is the impact you're having on your children. Now imagine what the ball would look like if every single one person in here got a sticker every Sunday. We probably couldn't even roll it through those doors. Understand the impact that we can have with each other. When Jared was texting and calling the group, and Brenda was saying, we were praying. We were praying. And I know from personal experience, when the members of this church say, I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to pray, it is a drop everything right now, and I'm going to the Lord. Amen. And that makes all the difference in the world, because that person needs to know we are not in this alone. Amen. And that terrifies the enemy. Right? Jesus himself said a house divided against itself cannot stand. He said it himself because he knew that when it came to it, the churches were going to have unity. And that's not just this church. That's not just Father's Vineyard. That's every believer is going to have unity. What are we willing to do to reach that unity? What are we willing to do to help others understand and to help ourselves understand? Because some of you are like, man, I know I see people struggling. I see them struggling and I've reached out, but they just keep pushing away. And some of you are saying, I'm drowning. I don't know what else to do. As terrible as that is, the beauty of it is no one is fighting the same battle. But we can all fight the battles together. We can. We can do it. See, we've been creating an environment here that's family friendly, that is full of family, that's full of friends. The kids have cultivated relationships that I hope are lifelong. Hopefully they'll grow up together, right? They'll continue to support each other. Some members in this church have probably grew up in this church, grown up together. Maybe some of you met in this church. The beauty of it is that we can continue to support, we can continue to love, we can continue to be that mustard seed of faith. Amen. So when you get there and the enemy starts to tell you, you're insignificant. It doesn't matter what you do or say. You have no bearing on this. Just remember the mustard seed. Remember this sticker. You have not only the potential. Okay, we like to use that word. You have the potential. You have the ability. No, you have the power that raised the Son from the dead. The same power lives within you. We cannot limit God. We try, we limit ourselves saying, I am incapable of doing this. I cannot do this. But God's saying, you're limiting my power because it's not you that's going to do it. It's my spirit, if you'll let me. We have to stop limiting God's power. We have to stop limiting what God can do through us. Did you say, well, I'm just one person that's going to pray? Well, imagine if every person said, I'm just one person. I'm not, you know, my prayer, it doesn't matter, right? My, you know, if someone needs help monetarily, it's just $3. I'm not even going to give it because it doesn't matter. It's not going to make a difference. I'm reminded of the widow when Jesus and his disciples are watching people give their offerings. The widow comes by. She puts two measly little coins in there. And I like to think at that point, he can hear the murmurings and the whispers. Well, she didn't give nothing. She hardly gave anything. Why did she even come in the first place? And Jesus says, she gave more than anybody else has. Everything that we do for one another, every prayer, every song that we sing, every tear that we shed, every hug that we give, every expression of love and kindness and care we give, every praise, every question we have, every question we come to God to is more time you're talking to him. Every ounce of pain you feel, the joy that you have, every moment of happiness, but every moment of suffering, every moment of loss, but every moment of miracles. All of these moments, all of these things are those mustard seeds of faith where we can look at God and say, I need you, and I'm going to surrender myself to you. I'm looking at this person. I know what this person's going through, and I want to be there for them, Lord. I want to reach out to them, Lord. I want to be there to pray with them and to care for them. That's all it takes, is a mustard seed of faith. Be encouraged that God hears our prayers. He hears our intercession for one another. He hears when we cry out. He hears when we cry out for ourselves. He hears when we cry out for others. He hears it, I promise you, because he's walking with us. He's walking beside us. He's waiting for us to say something. Right? He says, knock, seek and knock, and you will find. Knock and I will open the door. Because why? Because I'm sitting right here waiting for you. Amen. I love you too much to force you to do anything. When Peter is walking on the water, right, the only other human in the world to walk on water ever, he's walking on the water, and he looks around, and the storms, he becomes distracted, he gets terrified. He falls. The most important part of that story is Jesus catches him before he goes underwater. He got distracted. He let things come into his mind to distract him from the Lord. But the Lord called him and caught him and said, I'm here. And here's the thing, is the other disciples are probably thinking, I think he didn't make it very far. But none of them stepped out onto the water. None of them took those steps. So even when you feel isolated, I know that mental health can really isolate you, even if there's people surrounding you with love and kindness. It can isolate you. Know that the Lord is with you always. He will never leave you nor forsake you. There are people here who care and want to help walk with you. They want to walk through this with you. You have to let them. All it takes is a mustard seed of faith. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for the words that you have given us. We also thank you for the testimonies that we can have. The testimonies of the mustard seeds in our faith. If we were to sit and think, we could tell numerous and countless stories. And I pray we continue to be that person that prays, that has that mustard seed of faith, that has the faith enough to believe that you will perform a miracle. You can change our lives. You can remove those mountains that are overwhelming us, those mountains that are in front of us. We know how much you love us. And I pray today that every individual here truly, truly understands how much you do love us. And I pray that we, as every individual here, express the kind of love that is reflective of who you are and how much you love. In your name we pray. Amen. I just want, I want to thank you guys for all of the gifts, prayers, calls, texts when Micah was born. I do want to thank you for that, and I appreciate that. But at this time, I think we're ready to go. So go and be a mustard seed of faith.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.